Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. On my way in today, I can see how people get confused if and when they start to look for a home or a mortgage. I probably heard in my 45-minute endeavor probably at least 10 mortgage ads or bank ads. So it was kind of like a deja vu minute for me, because I'm like, man, who would I call? So basically, I want to just go over some things on, you know, let's narrow down what you're looking for. All right. And the biggest thing is, if you're looking to buy a home, my biggest piece of this is I want you to build a dream team. What I mean by a dream team, it would be so much easier on you and everybody else. Make this go a lot smoother, a lot less headaches, a lot less anxiety. If you had all the pieces of the puzzle kind of working for you on your behalf to kind of keep you on the sidelines, and you only get into it when it's really needed, because you have, you know, a job, you have kids to take care of. You might have a baseball game tonight or a soccer game or this and a that. You don't have the time to put in, you know, another full-time job to help you get a mortgage. So I want to go over the pieces of the puzzle of a dream team. And then I'm also going to reach out to those in markets if you're looking to join a dream team and cut your expenses by over 75%. I got an offer for you. And it's not a gimmick. It's not a, you know, flash in the pan, anything of that. Basically, I want you to be able to partner with me in your area. I can now cover basically the whole country. Okay, yes, I said I can now cover basically the whole country. Okay, so I'm going to try to find areas that I can partner up with some very good people to help expand this business. What you get with me is I've been on radio for 12 years. I have a YouTube channel that is blowing up. I have 250,000 views, over 5,000 visitors or subscribers, and it's growing by the day. I basically took this, and it's been maybe a year in the works. Everything I do as a radio show gets podcasted through iTunes, Spotify. It's all over the web. I also post daily on LinkedIn, Facebook, all this social media you can be a part of. I'm only looking for a select few in certain markets. Those markets are, and I apologize, this portion right now isn't a consumer related section. But I'm looking for partners in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Florida, Texas, California, Maryland. That's where I'm focusing right now. And I'd like you to get in touch with me to see how we can. Why should you market all these dollars on your own if you're a realtor? You're spending all this money to market. And then you're handing that lead over to your mortgage person. You're then handing that lead over to your home inspector. You're then handing that lead over to your attorney. All those people should be a part of the team, the family. We all can be integrated. Everybody contributes into the system. And I'm very experienced in social media with radio, webs, YouTubes, and so forth. What we're going to do is we're going to blow up your area. So I'd like you to get in touch with me. Probably the best way is give me a call at 630-338-1160. Or email me at dan.frio@gmail.com. So now I want to get into, you know, who is all needed in this process if you're looking to buy a home. Okay. So if any one of these, just think of it as a chain. You have a chain with four major parts. If one part is weak, that chain's going to bust. So the links in the chain is your financing, your realtor, the person helping you find your home, the home that you, your dream home. You want 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2-car garage. You want it in a specific neighborhood because of the schools. You want a tax base of X. You want a full finished basement, so forth. So what the realtor is going to do, it's they're going to work on your behalf to find you that house. And good full-time professional realtors have access to a lot of data also that you do not have access to. Okay? So that's the part of the realtor. That's why you want a realtor. Then a home inspection. Home inspection is different than an appraisal. Okay? So the home inspection piece, what they're going to do is they are going to look through your home to see for if there's any defects. What I mean, how is the roof? Is it leaking? If it is and we miss it, you miss it or they miss it, that might be a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 expense. Water heaters, furnaces, air conditioners, plumbing, cracks in the foundation. These are things you might walk in and say, wow, this is the perfect house. However, you lift up the sheets and it's a mess underneath. So that is the purpose of the home inspector. It's not to give you a value to the property. It's to make sure that house is fundamentally sound. Okay, so that's that part of the equation. Okay, an attorney. So this is the fourth link of the chain. An attorney. Basically, look at that as an insurance policy. Okay, here's what the attorney does for you. You put a contract in on a house. Say you like this particular house. Your realtor found it for you and you love it. It's perfect. All right. So you write up the contract. You then sign it and then the seller signs it. Now it goes into attorney review and you have a few days to look through this and make sure your attorney is going through it. There's a lot of areas that might come up that where you can. If you miss it, it could cost you a lot of money. Here's what happened in a recent closing that I had. We were supposed to close on, let's say, the 15th of the month. Okay. The appraisal was done. The house did not have, it was an FHA loan. It did not have, it didn't pass FHA, the FHA appraisal for just some minor specific things. Okay. So what happened is we had to have those things fixed by the seller. And then we had to have the house reappraised by the appraiser. That takes time. So it might have taken a week or 3 or 4 days to fix the item that needed fixed. And then you have to reschedule the appraisal. They don't go out there and, you know, in 15 minutes, they might have, it might take a day or two to go out there. Then they go back to their office. They rewrite up a sheet that says, okay, it has been fixed. They have to take pictures and a bunch of things to validate that part of it. And then they send it in to the underwriter, the actual person who reviews your file to give you the final okay and say, okay, this is good. So what happened in that scenario was there was multiple delays in the seller fixing what was needed. So the closing couldn't take place on the 15th because we weren't ready. And mainly it was because the seller had issues, or I won't say issues. They just took their time. So what happened is we start getting calls saying, well, if they don't close on the 15th, there's a $500 a day hit or penalty. And we're like, how? Who would possibly sign that? Because there's times where in this case, it's out of your hands, but the person didn't have an attorney review the contract. So what happened is we were like 5 days past due and they owed $2,000 more to buy the home. So they're like, you know, they were kind of between a rock and a hard place because it stated in the contract that they were liable no matter what, they were liable for that $500 a day. Okay. So when we come back, I'm going to go over now the biggest piece of this puzzle is financing. If you don't have the cash, the only way then you can buy something is by financing it. So we're going to discuss What is the difference between a pre-qualification and a pre-approval? Who does what? And I want to explain to you how to find that needle in a haystack company or person to make sure this whole process goes as smooth as possible. Again, you don't want the stress, the anxiety of all of this. So if you get the dream team together, they can handle all those issues for you. And you'll only be a part of things if it really goes bad. And you might have to jump in and pay off a bill or two, you know, that kind of blindsided us. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. So one other thing I want to let you know is I try to kind of stress this on every show. Credit. Credit is huge. It's in every part of your life, your credit and your credit scores. That's why I created creditscoresandmore.com. It's plural. Sounds like an infomercial. It's not meant to be sound like an infomercial, but 50% of the time, the reason I can't help people, it's because of their credit. The other 50% of the time is either down payment or I just can't get them the budget. So I wanted to help people as much as I can on the credit side of things. So I highly suggest you do this. And all my clients who do call in and work with personally, I have them go to creditscoresandmore.com. All I need you to do is scroll down, complete step one. It's a completely free system. It'll give you a credit score. It's not your true credit score that the lender uses. And then you're going to say, well, why use it? Because it's a very good training tool. That's why. And it also gives you credit alerts and it gives you monitoring. So that's it for now. When we come back, I'm going to explain the difference between pre-approvals, pre-qualifications, and how we're going to find that person to help you with that mortgage. Stay tuned. God bless. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. So what we're going to talk about in this segment is the difference between pre-qualifications and pre-approvals and how one may take you down a path to a brick wall at 100 miles an hour. And the other one, there's no, in life, there's no 100% certainty. But if you could take out as much obstacles as you can out of the gate, you can make life so much easier. So I wanted to explain to you the difference between the two and then like different websites or different companies and what they do. Okay. So let me briefly explain which is which. So a pre-qualification is basically, they really don't, there's not a lot of research or work, I guess, involved in this process. Okay, so what happens is if somebody pre-quals you, it could potentially be this. You call up and, hey, Dan, yeah, what's up? Okay, so then we go through it. What's your credit scores? Oh, it's a 680. Sweet. How much money do you make? 80 grand. Okay, how much money do you have in a bank? Okay, cool. What's your debts? All right, yeah, got those. Okay, it should work. Yeah, $200,000, $250,000 purchase should work. So, you know, as long as all of that information you gave me is accurate, then my pre-approval will be accurate. It'll be dead on. Okay. That's basically a pre-qualification. There's really not a lot that has been done. So when you go to a lot of the websites, they might not. Those 3 minute things you click through and it's like, whew, okay, I'm pre-approved. Be cautious. Okay. So they didn't ask for things. They might not have even pulled your credit. So did you know 5 out of 7 people have misinformation on their credit report? You probably don't know that there's over 30 different credit scores. Okay. So your credit score you gave them might be inaccurate. There might be data on your credit report that's inaccurate. You might give them income that, well, last year I made 50 grand. This year I made 80. And all of that, basically, all the difference was commissions. Can it be used? Don't know. But when you tell them you make 80 grand, that's what they're using. So can it be used? Don't know. And in that process you just did, nobody knows. So then when you actually find this, so now you get the team members involved. You get a realtor. You tell them everything you want in a house. You finally, after 2-3 weeks, you find the dream house. You're like, this is it. I can grow old with my family here. My grandkids will be coming in and everything. Then you put it under contract. You get an inspection done. You get the attorney to review your contract. Everything is awesome. You then send in all your paperwork and they pull your credit scores, and your credit scores are 50 points lower than you thought. There's a collection on there for $20,000 you had no idea about, but then you're like, you know, I kind of remember that. You know, then you had that income. Like I said before, you have 1 year of income that was $30,000 or $40,000 that you were using to qualify, might not be able to use it. So now everything comes crashing down. Your family's frustrated. You're frustrated. Your realtor's frustrated. Your home inspection, that was money thrown out the door. The attorney, that's money thrown out the door. So what do we do? What do we do? We want to find somebody you can work with personally. Okay. I am a proponent. I always ask you, give me a call. Talk with me personally. Almost everybody that calls in will get me personally, believe it or not. I walk you through and I sit there. The first thing I always ask is, what are you looking to do? Buy a home. Okay. So let's go through. Ask me every question you can think of. Many people don't have any, or they'll have a few. Then I'm like, okay, I'm going to bore you for about 15 minutes. I'm going to go through and kind of give you every question you should have asked. And we're going to answer those. So when you get done, you know exactly where you stand. Okay, so that's one of the processes that I do. Most of the companies you're going to call are going to, it's going to be a 15 or 5 minute conversation. It's probably somebody who just throws some data on a sheet and next, and you're in an assembly line. I want to get you into that house. I want you to refer your friends, family, neighbors, everybody to me. So I want you to experience an awesome, awesome transaction. Okay. Pre-approval. Let's walk through the pre-approval process. This is what I do. It might take me an extra day or two, but I'm trying to avoid frustrations. So if you just want a pre-qualification and it's basically not worth the paper it's printed on, I'll say it this way. I don't want you to call me. If you want a thorough pre-approval and you want a team to work with that, you know, every step of the way you're in good hands, I'd love to help you. Okay. So what is a pre-approval? So here's what we do. I take down all of your information, everything, name, birthday, social security number, where you work, how long you've been there, how much you have in the bank, how much you have in 401k. You can use 401k money as your down payment. All this stuff. And I put it into a system. We will pull your credit. So if you do not want me to pull your credit, we'll use the credit scores and more thing, and I'll talk about that later. But it's like you telling me my car doesn't work. What's wrong with it? But you won't allow me to lift the hood. So if I can't lift the hood to figure out what's wrong with the car, is like me not being able to pull your credit to see what I can or can't do. So I can't do what I want to do. And I don't want to take you down this path because I don't want to be put in a bad spot, nor do I want you to be put in a bad spot, nor do I want the realtor, the attorneys, and the home inspection all to be in a bad spot. So pre-approval, I get all of your information. Then I ask you, send me your last two pay stubs, your last 2 years tax returns, your last 2 years W-2s, 1099s, INTs, every piece of paper that goes with the tax returns to validate your income. I want your bank statements, all of them, all pages. I want your 401k statement, any investments you have. All this can be used. The more, the better. Okay? So now we have the whole picture. Your credit, your income, your down payment, if any, and everything. Now we evaluate that. We have an underwriter, actually a person authorized, and they will stamp it saying, yes, I have reviewed all of this data and you are good. Okay. If you buy a house and close within 90 days, I only need some updated things. In most cases, we don't have to repull your credit. So that doesn't come to haunt us. You know, your pay stubs, we'll have to get updated pay stubs to bring you through current, and we'll have to get updated bank statements to show that the money is still there. So I hope I said that right. I would need updated pay stubs to validate your loan up to almost the closing. Same thing with your bank statements. So that is the pre-approval process. Yes, it's a little tedious. But, you know, another analogy, you want to dig a huge hole in your backyard. Well, you better do some research and some things behind the scenes before you do that. You call Julie. They come out and make sure that you're, you know, you don't have gas lines and cable lines and water lines and all this stuff before you start to dig. I don't want to issue you a pre-qualification, hoping that everything pieces together. Okay, so that's that part of it. So now, how are we finding the person to work with? Like I said at the beginning of the show, on my way in today, it's a 45-minute drive. I probably heard at least, minimally, 10 banks or mortgage companies talking about mortgages. Who are they? Do you know anything about them? Let me reference it this way. If you could have a basketball team, and you could just go online and find somebody, or this might be a corny, you could go out and have LeBron James on your team and know what you're getting, what would you do? I'm not comparing myself to LeBron James, but at least hopefully between my radio shows, my YouTube channel, all my social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, everything, you can get a feel for me, what I do, how I do it, and know everything about me. If I'm for you, please call me. Let's look at this. I had a recent customer this week that said, you know, I just figured I would call my local bank because, you know, it's my local bank. I want to support them. God bless you. You know, good for you. She called, put in a half an application, waited 2-3 days, call back, left another message, call back. Is that what you want? I'm not saying all these companies will do that, but like I said, in my case, do all your research on me. If there's something there you don't like, don't call me. If there's something there you like, you see the passion, you see the knowledge behind all of this, please at least give me a shot. I can now do basically the whole country. So if you're listening to this on iTunes or YouTube or Spotify, any of those sites, I would love for you to reach out to me. Give me a call. Probably a good way to reach me. I'll give you two ways. Call me at 630-338-1160 or email me at frio@gmail.com. I can't make it any easier than that. You can also find me at themortgageupdate.net. So themortgageupdate.net. That should give you everything and anything you need to know about me. Again, at the beginning of the show, if you're looking to partner with somebody in the areas that I stated, I'm looking for a team to build dream teams in those areas because I'm getting a lot of business through YouTube in those areas and I need a team to work with. I can help you stretch your marketing dollars. I can help you get more people into programs, into loans. There's grants. There's everything. If the program's out there, I basically have it. I can work with on rates and down payments and everything. I'd love to help. So please reach out to me either, like I said, give me a call, track me down on email, visit my websites, YouTubes, everything you got. So I want to thank you. Thank you so much for listening this evening. Hopefully this helped. And have a great evening. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.